Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Michigan ranks 13th in opioid deaths in the nation. Many of these deaths are in rural areas where certified addiction specialists are rare. Joining us is Audrey Smith with the Family Medical Center of Michigan. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We keep hearing about this opioid crisis, and for some people in the audience, I'm sure they've had a personal experience with a friend or a loved one. The Michigan healthcare community writ large has been working on this crisis for a while now, and it only seems to be getting worse. Why?
Well, getting worse is all relative. The number of opioid deaths has been increasing. And I'd say probably in the last year, you have seen some things begin to plateau, in part because now they're starting to have more providers who waiver to provide Suboxone as well as Vivitrol.
And these are drugs to use to help people get off opioids?
Yes. They are called medication-assisted treatment. Suboxone is a drug that helps someone who's addicted to opioids begin to titrate down and then get off. And then Vivitrol will help someone not even experience the high.
I saw a 2017 University of Michigan study found 40% of suicides in the state are linked to opioid use. What's the connection there?
The relation between suicide and then unintentionally overdosing, it's a fine line. You can overdose by a couple of reasons. One, you're on a benzodiazepine. That's a type of mood stimulator, if you will, and then also be taking your heroin or some other opioid type drug. Those are counterindicated, and someone can unintentionally die. The categorization of it as an unintentional death versus a suicide really comes through when you look into the history of the individual.
Let's talk about the healthcare folks. You were saying that we're seeing more physicians who are being certified to treat addiction, but there still are not nearly enough to meet the demand, especially in rural areas. How's that problem being dealt with?
Michigan has provided the community mental health authorities within a variety of rural communities with extra funds to help increase the amount of prescribers, as well as to increase education and help smooth any particular barriers where persons may have getting to a provider who would prescribe. In Michigan, in 2015, we had 56 providers who were able to prescribe only up to 30 patients. In 2018, we had 393 providers. Then there's another category. After you've been waivered for a year, you can then increase the amount of patients that you care for to 100. And in 2015, we had 35. Whereas in 2018, we had 65.
I was reading that the healthcare industry basically says there are still some primary care physicians who are a little too loose with the opioid prescriptions, but knowing what we know about some of these painkillers, why would primary care physicians prescribe them at all? Aren't there alternatives, or are these effective enough that in limited use, they're the only alternative?
Well, there certainly are alternatives, and it really is based on the provider's understanding of their patient. There's alternatives such as therapy, and not just substance use therapy, but occupational therapy. And there are lower drugs that can deal with pain, if you will, because the biggest issue that gets one to dealing with an opioid is pain. In addition to that, the MAPS, the Michigan Automated Prescription System, is now a requirement. It's a computer system.
And that basically says a person couldn't go from doctor to doctor without being recorded and the state recognizing it.
The MAPS system allows that provider to see if a patient is drug-seeking or even if they've been prescribed some other type of medication that would contraindicate with the opioid. And that, I believe, is really helping to curb this issue of primary care providers prescribing opioids without thinking twice about it.
If someone is addicted and seeks help, how likely is that person going to get help quickly?
that too can be a challenge, especially in rural communities, given that if you're looking at the drug Suboxone, there's a limit on the number of patients a provider can prescribe. There is sometimes where they either have to wait if they're trying to get care in their community, or they may have to go to another community. In Monroe and Lenawee County, there's like one prescriber. And there were several patients having to go to Wayne County or having to go to Jackson to receive care. And now in these particular communities, there are now at least 7 prescribers. And so we're able to certainly care for those patients versus having to go, you know, miles and miles away. So it's getting better.
Let's bottom line this. Are we making significant headway at all in dealing with the opioid crisis in Michigan?
We are making incremental headway, and I believe in part the awareness is key to everyone in the community, just not the prescriber or the patient, but their family, and seeing that someone who's taking these type of drugs, Vicodin, Narco, oxycodone, all of those medications, that there is help for them. And a lot of people who we've seen, they want help. They don't want to be addicted to this drug. The other part of it is then having folks that can treat. And so strengthening the provider's practice, having community supports is really important. That type of thing has to happen in all communities, especially in rural communities, because they are so geographically spread.
We've been talking about the opioid crisis in Michigan and how there have been incremental improvements with Audrey Smith. She is the COO of Family Medical Center of Michigan. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
By the way, the Centers for Disease Control released new data this week showing men die of opioid overdoses nearly 3 times more than women. And death by opioid overdose is also increasing faster in African American and Latino populations than among whites.